Hello, this is Lenny.
Hello, good morning. Can I speak to Mr. Paul, please?
Sorry, I can barely hear you there.
Am I speaking to Paul Covey, please?
Yes.
Yeah, my name is Diploma. I'm a diplomat. I have a Dr. Robert. I have a box to deliver to you. So.
Oh, good. Yes.
Am I speaking to Mr. Paul?
Yes. Someone did say last week. No, someone did call last week about the same thing. Was that you?
Yeah. I have a box to deliver to you from Hera Janet.
Yes. Sorry. What was your name again?
Dr. Robert.
Well, it's funny that you should call, because my third eldest, Larissa, she was talking about this just last week, and you know she is very smart. I'll give her that, because you know she was the first in the family to go to university, and she passed with distinctions. You know, we're all quite proud of her, yes. So, she was saying that I should look into this sort of thing. So, what more can you tell me about it?
Yeah, it's okay. I will send you email to explain to you what to do. Okay.
I'm sorry, I couldn't quite catch you there. What was that again?
Yeah, you know, I was given this to deliver to you. Then I'm just in. Whereabouts are you in UK?
Sorry, again.
Whereabouts do you live in UK? Are you near London? Because I'm in London, Heathrow, London now.
Could you say that again, please?
My English is not all that. I'm not from England, you know. My English is not all that. I said I'm in London now, Heathrow. Whereabouts do you live in UK?
Yes.
Yeah, I will send email to explain to you better, because my English is not all that perfect. I don't know whether you're getting my English.
Sorry, say you're calling from again?
Do you understand what I'm saying? I will send email to explain better what I mean, okay?
Well, you know, here's the thing, because the last time that someone called up and spoke to me on the phone, I got in quite a bit of trouble from the people here, because I went for something that I shouldn't have. I probably shouldn't be telling you that. But, yes, I think my eldest, Rachel, she wouldn't speak to me for a week. Now, you know, that happens, you know, but that really hurt. And sometimes in family, you know, these things are quite important. You know, they're more important than any, you know, job or phone call or whatever it is.
Yeah. No problem, Mr. Well, I don't know. What is your name again?
Since you put it that way, I mean, you've been quite friendly and straightforward with me here. Hello?
Yeah, I'm hearing you.
Hello, are you there?
Yeah. Hello?
Sorry, I have a bit of a problem with this phone and my hearing. It's not so good.
I will send an email. Don't disturb yourself.
Sorry, what were you saying again?
Yeah, I will send you an email to explain better, okay?
Well, you know, with the world finances the way they are, I know, you know, we're not allowed to spend as much as what we were. I mean, how is this going to...
That is what I mean. I will send an email to explain to you what we're going to do. Do you understand me? Then I'll ring you back. Okay?
Well, that does sound good. I mean, you have been very patient with an old man here. It's something that I've been told that I should be looking at. My third eldest, Larissa, I think I mentioned Larissa before. Yes, she says that I should be going for something like this. You know, what is most appropriate for the time, and I guess.
Yeah, that is what I'm saying.
One second here. Hang on.
Listen.
Sorry about that. Sorry, what were you saying there again?
Yeah, I will send you an email and let you know how we're going to do, how you're going to send this. I will send you an email right away and give you the instruction on what to do, okay?
Well, it's funny that you should call, because my third eldest, Larissa, she was talking about this just last week, and you know she is very smart. I'll give her that, because you know she was the first in the family to go to university, and she passed with distinctions. You know, we're all quite proud of her. Yes. So she was saying that I should look into this sort of thing.
I've heard you. That is why I'm calling you. You know, that is why I called you, to explain better to you. So just once I send the email, I will call you to let you know. Go through the email, then we'll get it from there. Okay.
I'm sorry, I couldn't quite catch you there. What was that again?
I said I will send you email. Once I send you an email, then I will call you. Then we'll get it from there. Okay? Are you hearing me clearly?
Could you say that again, please?
I said I will send you an email. Go through the email. I will give you the instruction on what to do on the email. Once I send the email to you, I will then ring you back. Okay?
Yes.
I'll ring you back in like an hour. Okay?
Sorry, which company did you say you were calling from again?
I will ring you back in an hour.
Well, you know,
you get me.
Here's the thing, because the last time that someone called up and spoke to me on the phone, I got in quite a bit of trouble from the people here, because I went for something that I shouldn't have. I probably shouldn't be telling you that. But, yes, I think my eldest, Rachel, she wouldn't speak to me for a week. Now, you know, that happens. You know, but that really hurt, and sometimes in family, you know, these things are quite important. You know, they're more important than any, you know, job or phone call or whatever it is.
Hello.
Well, you know, since you put it that way, I mean, you've been quite friendly and straightforward.
I will ring in an hour time. Yeah, I will ring in an hour time, okay?
Hello, are you there?